Thanks very much, Jared. In around an hour, Ken Hinckley will be overseeing an internal trial. He's about to address the boys in about 25 minutes, so we thank him very much for his time. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thanks, boys.
What are you looking for tonight?
Oh, look, Bix, we're just talking inside before. All you're looking for is all the stuff you've trained over the summer, and it's gone quite quickly this summer, I've got to say. And now we've spent a lot of time working. There's no secret. We've worked really hard at our efficiency and stuff. The wind out here tonight might make it a little bit more tricky. It's a bit windier than I would have liked it to be.
Yeah.
But, you know, all the boys are in healthy condition, so we want to see what we've worked on.
Is it possibles versus probables?
No. The first half will be quite even, we hope. And, again, depending on the breeze and who gets the opportunity to use it, it'll be pretty even, and we might mess around Graham in the third quarter and potentially put a few more of the better players together, what we call the AFL-like players.
You talked about efficiency. I guess one of the things that did let you down last year was your skill level. You turned the ball over far too many times. How have you addressed that?
Yeah, we spent lots of time with our ball movement, our ability to just kick and handball the ball well. You know, and the numbers that we talk about, when you talk about we turned the ball over too many times, we did, but in the big scheme of things, we're probably 6 or 7 turnovers only too many on average to the AFL. And if we can get our number down by 5 or 6, that's a significant difference, because then you're not defending those 5 or 6 and you're getting another 5 or 6 opportunities to go forward. But we spent time on our skill, basic skill, fundamental skill, our game style and our patterns of the ball movement. We've certainly worked really hard at them to give us a chance to be better. And look, we believe there's some growth in some of our players who haven't played a lot of footy yet too.
Yeah, it's an interesting one as well. Sometimes it's where you turn it over as well, and how costly, and can you defend them? You said the other day, we're coming, and that created a bit of a stir.
It did a bit, didn't it?
I love the enthusiasm you showed, but clearly you have a great amount of confidence in what's about to unfold.
I believe in the group. I've got no problems with saying that I believe the group will be better than last year, and we have to be. If we're going to contend at any stage, we've got to make finals, and we're shooting to play in and win a premiership. That's, if we're not shooting to do that, we shouldn't be here. That's the way I look at it. I think the boys know that they've had a good pre-season, they're ready to play, there's some excitement amongst us, and why shouldn't I share that excitement with the Port people?
Yeah, fantastic. One thing I have, sorry Graham, noticed, when you look at your list, you've got great depth. I think I reckon 85 to 90% of your list has really strong cases to play a lot of footy this year, and I often compare it to the Adelaide, who are sort of a bit earlier on in the rebuilding process. You couldn't say the same thing about that. So that must give you great confidence to know there are so many people competing for a few spots.
Yeah, I certainly don't know about other clubs, but our list has got quite good depth in it, but it's still quite young. I mean, there's no doubt about that, which then gives you some opportunity, some excitement to see young players. And we've effectively brought 4 first-round picks in again this year when you bring Jackson Mead into the equation. So I think there's some genuine excitement about the top-end talent you bring in the draft. You know, even Jake Bassini, who we brought in as a rookie pick, I really like what he's already doing at pre-season and training. So, yeah, there's a lot of excitement. And then there's people who, as you said, Jack Watts is back. You know, we've got some players back that have been out a little
bit. Atlee Drew,
who want to play, desperate to play. You know, Leanert's wanting to play. Joel Garner's wanting to play. Farrell wants to play. You know, but then there's people like Ebert and Gray and Dixon, who have had big interruptions in their last 12 months, that we get some comfort out of what they can do.
I like Farrell. I don't know whether he's been given the opportunities that an outsider would think. This kid's quick. He's got a beautiful left leg. He's got a touch of
class.
Yeah, but he's also got a touch of arrogance about him too, hasn't he? Like, he as though he expects to be there.
Yeah.
But you haven't made it easy for him.
No, he's probably had to work harder on some of the contested side of the game, and we want to make sure he's okay in that. He's a really smooth mover, and I can understand why anyone would like. We love him too. Like, that's why we think this year he's got to play more football. And some of your decisions in list management, people just disregard some of the factors in what they are. And some of those factors are Farrell has to play, and Farrell to get more games, and to get 10 more games into Farrell or 15 more games into Farrell, you've got to have opportunities for them to play.
Can you tell us how your forward line's going to look? Mark and I were talking about it earlier. We're trying to work out how you're going to fit everyone in.
Yeah, well, I think the good part about that is we haven't always looked like that. And let's be honest, part of that, how we're going to fit them all in, is we've been blown away by Rosie and Butters in their first 12 months. You know, you're normally not sitting here 12 months on and saying, how are you going to fit people in around those? But we've also got Marshall, who we expect to be better again. We know Dixon is in way better shape than he's ever been in the last 18 months. We've got Robbie, without getting too excited about Rob. Rob's in good nick. So
he always looks injured, though.
Yeah, I'm interested in watching him tonight. If you watch him tonight, hopefully you won't see what we used to call the stone in the boot a little bit more much last year. And he's moving, like, he's really strong. Like, he's running and stuff is great. And then we've got Brad Ebert. Like, people forget, Brad was basically basically out last year. You know, he had concussion issues that he dealt with. Then he done a PCL near the end of the year. Interruptions in any footballer's language is not good for a healthy season. You know, there's some challenges with fitting him in, but any coach would want the same problem that I've got, and that is a challenge to fit them in.
Just on Brad Ebert, I'm glad you brought him up, because he started off forward and showed a bit last year, and then he got injured. Where does his footy lie? Is it going to be forward? You're going to try and make him into that, or is he going to go back into the midfield?
No, Bix, I think he'll still spend a lot of his footy in the front half.
Yep.
We think the players that you're talking about with Gray, Ebert, Rosie, Butters, Cal Pepper, Houston, they can all hit the scoreboard, and we've talked about our efficiency needing some support. So we think by putting a few more of those blokes through there, and Brady's one of those blokes, we really didn't get a great sample size last year, but we thought what we did see was pretty dangerous for the oppo to handle. And if we can put some fitter and younger and stronger people around him, that may make it a bit better. But he will definitely play some midfield footy.
We spoke with Charlie Dixon on Tuesday, and he was quite up and about, and he was very optimistic about his body and the amount of training that he's done and the continuity that he has. That would excite you?
Yeah, it does. In simple terms, it really does. Charlie's incredibly important still to us. One thing about our forward line is, if you look at it, you go, there's not a lot of big people, real big people, and Charlie's a genuinely big person at 200 centimetres, 110 kilos, and he likes hurting. You know, he likes hurting.
Yep.
And, you know, he put Todd around him, and, you know, another young player that we haven't mentioned, I'd be interested to see how he goes, young Mitch Georgiadis and Miles Bergman, who are both got some stuff. As I said, when they're first-round picks now, you shouldn't be excited by what they can do, but Georgiadis, ball sits up high enough...
I reckon you'll
see him jump on top of the goalpost.
Chad doesn't tell me much, but he said, watch Georgiadis, because this kid is a player. How's the one captain system impacted on the team? Any change at all?
No, I don't think. Look, the boys, and when we had the discussions around as a club, the whole club had a discussion around what that should look like. We knew that there wasn't going to be a massive change. We knew that what we did last year was only a small sample size. We didn't get real opportunity to see whether it was or wasn't great for us. But we know our footy club wanted something, and we listened to all that. And as a whole footy club, we made a decision that's right. Tommy's a... Funnily enough, as it turns out, with Ollie's incident now, Tommy would have been captain probably much on his own for the first 7 or 8 games of the year anyhow. So, and he had some of those same challenges last year with Ollie, with his shoulder, and, you know, he'd done his shoulder, he broke his leg, and he also fractured his thumb. You know, he really wasn't there.
Trifecta. Ken, thanks so much for joining us. As we know, you have to go and address the players quite shortly, so we appreciate that. You sound relaxed, you look relaxed. We hope that continues for you.
Yeah, we are, and we look forward to the year. Thanks for coming.
No worries.